Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to be back with you for another week. Hey, we do it for you. We can't do it without you. That's the bottom line. So thank you for sharing it. Thank you for being a part of the nation, wherever you are, as a player, a parent, a coach, a fan of this great game of baseball. So lots to talk about tonight. Hopefully we'll try to get through as much as we can. Nolan and I, lots of highlights, a couple of IL comments to talk about, and then some players that are off to slow starts that need to try to pick it up for their teams to get them into a respectable season, and others that could catapult them back into the playoff hunt, and it's important for them to go to. So we'll talk about those, and then, of course, the standings in the second segment, and answer the curtain call questions in the third. So, again, you know where you can reach out to us on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, Nolan or myself. If it's a training question, we'll answer you personally on it. If it's a parent navigating the baseball journey for your child, we'll do the same thing. Coach, anything like that, you got our guarantee that we'll reach out to you and talk to you in private and try to help you manage whatever your concerns are, or share our advice and get you on the right track if you're feeling like you're not in the right place. So obviously, to all our servicemen and women out there around the world, thank you very much for doing what you do. Thank you for listening in every week with us. Hopefully we bring a bit of enjoyment, as we always say, to your week. And you know, we simply can't live our day-to-day lives without you, so it's greatly appreciated. And can't thank you enough for doing what you do every single day, so all of us here at Dirtbag Baseball Nation can do what we do. And it just, you know it. We say it all the time. We can't thank you enough for it. So that's the bottom line. There's no question. So other than that, hopefully you've had a dirty week as a player, a parent, a coach, like we said, as a fan with your team. Hopefully your team maybe trended in the right direction over the last week. If they went the other way, hey, we feel for you if it's that situation, for sure. There's no question about it. But again, if you were out there playing in your own games, hopefully you were a dirtbag and just had a whole lot of fun doing it, because that's what it's all about. Same as a parent. Be a great parent, be a great fan, be a great spectator, and encourage them to always do their very best. That's the bottom line. So other than that, settle in. It's your favorite drink, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because we're going to be right back here in a second to get after it.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
Progressive has great customer service, and it's easy to reach us because great and easy is the way to be. Like salads. Great for you, and so easy you could put any group of veggies in a bowl and it's a salad. A full carrot with a head of cabbage? Weird, but still a salad. One radish and a couple of green beans? Also a salad. 14 blueberries, half an onion, and a sunchoke? Odd, yes, but an odd salad. So contact Progressive's customer service by phone, app, or online. It's great and easy, just like salad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
A Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Memorial Day savings are heating up at Lowe's. Right now, select paint, primer, and stains, or buy one, get one 50% off via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets for just $20. These deals won't be here long, so start shopping now. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, annuals offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor.
And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC, used with permission.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, we're kicking things off for tonight's show.
Yeah, so obviously, Mr. Scooble, Tariq Scooble, I've run out of words to describe how good of a pitcher he is. Obviously, he's not leading the American League for ERA, but obviously this past weekend, throws a CG shutout, first of his career, 9 innings, throws the Maddox on top of it, right? So under 99 pitches, ends up finishing with 95 pitches, his 95th pitch of the game, he gets a punch out, 102.6 miles per hour.
That's, you think he was fired up?
That's, I like I said, I've lost words on how to describe that guy, because fastest pitch by a starting pitcher in MLB history, fastest pitch to end a game by a starting pitcher in MLB history, oddly enough, passes not a former teammate of his, but Justin Verlander during his tenure with the Detroit Tigers, had the record back in 2009 with 101.5 mile per hour pitch. I mean, you're looking at it, and right now, the sheer dominant run that Scooble's been on for the past year and a half, obviously, well, I guess pushing basically 2 years now. The way that he finished up a couple years ago, he was lights out. And then obviously last year wins the Triple Crown AL Cy Young. This year, obviously, he's having another fantastic year. He's top 10 in most categories. But yeah, no, like just watching that start the other day, it was automatic. His changeup sitting in the low 90s. Then his fastball touching, yeah, the upper 90s consistently, and then punch out on the last at bat of the game at 102.6 miles an hour. It's like, I'm sorry, I didn't know you had that in your repertoire. Like, that is ridiculous. And it was a sinker down and in on a righty. Never even came close to the plate, but the righty had to swing at it because he was like, holy, this is on top of me. I was sitting on a changeup, and now I'm confused.
Yeah, absolutely right. I was thinking about it earlier today, Nolan, and about Scooble, and just thinking, you know, again, another reason why you watch every game, because you just don't know what's going to happen every game, whether it's at the MLB level, at the amateur level, anywhere in between. I didn't know the next time I might see a Greg Maddux, you know, the complete game, the less than 100 pitches, drive on, man. Like, I really didn't, with the way that you go through pitchers now. And you're right, to see those guys evolve and grow into what he's become as a pitcher, Scooble, is impressive. Because you're talking about high 90s all the time and obviously low hundreds. You're not talking about sitting at 90 all game or whatever and not just kind of cruising. But on the other side of that, the bottom line is he's prepared himself, and that's where he sits, in those high 90s. 97 usually in that, gives a 99 when he needs to. Obviously, he's got 102 and a half in the hip pocket. I mean, again, that's adrenaline. That's a little bit extra stuff in that. But bottom line is, man, if you're a Tigers fan right now, you got to be loving life with the way they're playing. And they haven't played as well over the last 10 or whatever, and that as they have been on. But, you know, there's guys up and down that lineup. But when you mix him in there, that, like they say about a true ace, right, a true Cy Young guy, one every 5-6 days, whatever your rotation is now, you know you got a chance to go out there and win a game.
Yeah, speaking of true aces, I'm going to jump over to an American League West team, the Texas Rangers. By definition, I'd say they have three of them. Jacob DeGrom obviously just pitched there two nights ago on Monday night. No, sorry, it was Sunday, I guess. Sorry, Sunday game against the Toronto Blue Jays.
No, it was Monday.
No, sorry, yeah, Monday night. Sorry, Monday night game.
Yep.
Memorial Day. Yeah, that's right. Anyways, Jacob DeGrom, first career game with no strikeouts in game 299 of his career.
229.
Yeah. And yeah, like I'm looking at it and it was just one of those games where, unfortunately the slider wasn't as tight. Obviously Varsho jumps on him in the first inning, takes him up top there. Changeup looked pretty good, but yeah, the Jays Jays hitters just came in. Great game plan, end up winning that game. And you're like, yeah, okay, this was just a good game all around. And even that, I think DeGrom only let up, what, two runs in that game?
Two to one.
Yeah, 2-1 loss, yeah. Yeah, and I mean, Gausman, yeah. Obviously, he was bringing his stuff. Gausman's looked fantastic this year for the Jays, and he's needed to be, obviously. Berrios hasn't been quite as sharp this year, but I mean, Gausman's really been carrying that rotation and obviously shut down a Texas Rangers lineup that, unfortunately, outside of the first game that Boone got hired on there, they have not hit a beach ball. Like, that offense has been one of the worst in baseball. They look like the Seattle Mariners of the past 3 years. Like, you're looking at it, right? And sorry to interrupt, Kirk, but, like, I'm looking at their ERA leaders. You got Nathan Eovaldi, who's third in the American League at a 1.6. You got Tyler Mahle, who's fourth in the American League with a 1.8. And you got Jacob DeGrom, who's eighth in the American League with a 2.42 ERA. Those three guys alone should probably have, at this point in the season, with those low of ERAs, that should probably equate to about 20 to 25 wins.
Yeah, no question. No question. And young Jack Leiter seems to be catching his stride too. So there's a fourth wheel in that and throwing 100 miles an hour and stuff. So you're right. I mean, any offense at all, and you're adding another dozen wins at least out of there. And like you said, trending more towards the 20 number with any kind of offense with those guys, because they're going out there, they're dealing every single time. And I know it. They're in that business because they know it. They know they need to do their job to the best of their ability all the time. I'm talking starting pitchers, because offense isn't always there. I mean, you look at it and you're just talking about DeGrom. The Jays did that to him. And they win three against the Angels a week ago, and then the Padres. They win three games, sweep the Padres at home, go down to Tampa Bay, lose three, look abysmal, get hammered, and they always struggle against the Rays. I don't know what it is, but they always struggle against them, especially in Florida. But then you come back out against one of the best pitchers of all time, and this year he's back healthy, so you can't sit there and say he's not right now. And not only do you beat him, but like you said, you don't even give up a strikeout. And that's what I'm talking about, the absurdity of this game, and you just never know every time you turn on the TV or go to the game live what you're going to see, because I was watching, and finally I had to go to sleep or whatever, but I couldn't believe what I was seeing. It really was impressive, like you said, what the Jays were able to do. To be able to put, and not even one strikeout, that's unbelievable at the major league level. Even your lower pitchers always get one strikeout. So exactly. To do that against a guy like DeGrom, that's impressive. That's the only thing I can say.
And it's not like the Jays are a lineup with just contact hitters. Like, they have strikeout prone guys in that lineup. So for them to be off the board for strikeouts, that's job well done by the hitting coach. I mean, end of the day, they score two runs. So it's not like if you're DeGrom, you're hanging your hat. Like, you still had a quality start. But, like, yeah, I don't know, man. That offense down in Texas. And that's the sad thing, because Marcus Semien, I don't know what's going on with him, but they got to get him right down there. And obviously, it's not just him. But I'm just singling him out because, obviously, he's one of the bigger contracts on that team. And he's having an abysmal year. He's hitting, like, .170, three bombs, three stolen bases. I think his OPS is, like, low fives. Like, he might be considered arguably the worst hitter this year in baseball.
And yeah, I mean,
it's a
I don't know if it helps him. I don't know if it helps him this week or whatever or not, but they are supposed to be moving Seager back off the IL by the end of the week. So maybe just even a little thing like that, get him back in the lineup, because it seems when he's on the field, he's MVP caliber all the time or whatever. Seager, I mean, unfortunately, he does have his injuries every year. They come at inopportune times, but it could be as something as simple as that. And who knows? Because, I mean, you look at Adolis Garcia, he's sitting down in the 7-8 hole. Like, guys that are perennial 3-4 hitters for that Texas Rangers, I mean, you're right. They're just, Bruce Bochy's got them all over the map, and I'm sure he's pulling his hair out just wondering, when's this going to catch fire for me? I don't even know about fire, just catch anything. Catch a barrel one time. But exactly right, they're struggling right now, and it's they got to, I don't know. Hitting can crush you. We all know that, dirtbag. So we're going to be right back here in a second. We'll carry on with the second segment.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, let's talk about the standings.
Yeah, so we'll jump in with the American League East this week, mixing it up a little bit. New York Yankees, 33-20. Tampa Bay Rays, 27-26. Toronto Blue Jays, 26-27. Boston Red Sox, 27-29. And the Baltimore Orioles, 19-34. Obviously, the Yankees and Rays, the only two teams over 500 in the past 10 games.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, last week we were talking about the Tampa Bay Rays and not doing too well in Steinbrenner Field, right? And all of a sudden, now they got a six-game winning streak. They're back at 17-18 at home. Last week, it seemed like they were 9-18, 11-18, I think it was. And so they, Kevin Cash, doing what Kevin Cash does every year, right? Gets them rolling, 7-3 week. I mean, you still drop a game on the Yankees because they went 8-2, but hey, you're beating up on the Blue Jays. You're beating up on that divisional rivals, right? And then that's it. They're doing the job. So the Yankees just keep cruising, doing what they're doing. Those young pitchers look pretty good. Will Warren had a couple of good starts for them, settling in and just getting better and better. Max Frey continues to do what he does. So they just look good. And obviously, Judge, I mean, obviously, but, you know, and even Bellinger. But one guy that really impresses me, and I want to talk about him a little bit more in the curtain call questions, because I know a lot came in, you know, that Goldie at the top of that lineup, batting in the one spot. And that guy's just not missing a beat, Nolan. And you know how much he struggled in this last year with the Cardinals last year.
Yeah, I think with the Cardinals, he just put too much pressure on himself. This year he realizes he's got a team around him. Not all the pressure's on him, and he doesn't have to be the captain, right? Obviously, Aaron Judge is the captain there in New York now. But yeah, Goldschmidt just looks like he's just having fun again, and that's always good to see from the future Hall of Famer. One thing that I do want to say for Boston standpoint, Marcelo Meyer just got called up. So that's a big shout-out for Boston fans. Obviously, they got to be pretty happy about that one. Now moving over to the AL Central, you get the Detroit Tigers, 35-20, Cleveland Guardians, 29-24, Minnesota Twins, 29-24, Kansas City Royals, 29-26, Chicago White Sox, 17-37. If the season ended right now, you got three teams in the American League playoffs from the AL Central once again.
Yeah, I mean, nothing great on the week by any of them. The only one above 500, but again, Those every wins count, and then put themselves in a good position through the first 50 plus games. And so that's it, right? I mean, the Tigers just continue to do what they're doing. And when you get those wins, when you need to get wins, hey, you can go through a bit of a losing streak and you're going to still be in a good position. So even the Royals, right? They're down in fourth place in that division or whatever, 4-6 over the last week, but they're above 500. So yeah. Back, you know, he just brings a different element to it and stuff like that. Cleveland's amazing me, actually, Nolan, in that one. They just don't stand out at me, but yet they just keep hanging on. They just keep hanging on.
Yeah, moving over to the American League West, you get the Seattle Mariners, 29-23, Houston Astros, 28-25, Texas Rangers, 26-29, Los Angeles Angels, 25-28. Sacramento Athletics, 23-31. Far fall from grace for the Sacramento Athletics. Obviously, their offense still productive, but they cannot win at home. The Los Angeles Angels went on a heck of a run to get close to 500 again. But still Houston and Seattle battling at the top, and it's still Houston's division until it's not.
Yeah, absolutely, right? 6-4, they played each other this week. Great games, no question about it. Yeah, you're right. The Los Angeles Angels, obviously, Taylor Ward had Player of the Week for the AL last week. Fantastic, unbelievable, and it is. Unless, like we said earlier in segment one, unless the Texas Rangers get it going offensively, you're right. It's Houston and Seattle all the way.
Jumping over to the National League. National League East, you get the Philadelphia Phillies, 34-19, best record in the National League. New York Mets, 33-21. Atlanta Braves, 25-27. Washington Nationals, 24-29. Miami Marlins, 21-31. Obviously, Atlanta starting to get some of their boys back. And, I mean, they're still 4-6 in their last 10. But Acuna comes back, hits a home run in his first at-bat, first pitch he sees right. Second game, does the same thing. Not in the first pitch that he sees, but just hits a home run. Also makes an incredible throw from right field, getting the guy out at second base trying to stretch a double. Not really much else to say. Philadelphia, obviously, they're hot right now.
Oh, they're scorching. Lizardo just stays automatic. Getting Ranger Suarez back. He's got, a half a dozen under his belt, I think, after last night. So that's always good to see. You know what? Just playing good baseball. There's no question. Even Washington Nationals at 7-3. That was great to see them over the last week play some really good baseball.
Jumping over to the National League Central. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are going to win today, 33-21. St. Louis Cardinals, 30-24. Cincinnati Reds, 27-28. Milwaukee Brewers, 27-28. Pittsburgh Pirates, 19-36. For some reason, they were talking about Paul Skene's trade again last week. I saw that. Don't know why. He's literally in year two. They're not going to trade him. Paul Skene even came forward and said, hey, my intentions are to win a World Series here. Good for Paulie Skene. But obviously, most of the teams in that division, that was the hottest division this week. Every team but the Pirates over 500 in their last 10.
Yeah, obviously, we talked about it a couple weeks ago. Chicago, the Cubbies getting through the tough stretch of the season or in the early goings, doing their job, and now a little easier stretch of ball. And I mean, 8-2. Could have been 10-0, but 8-2, you're not going to shake your head at that. Cardinals getting blown up by ex-Cardinal Dylan Carlson when they were playing the Orioles, unfortunately, or whatever. He went to town on them. A couple of bombs, some stolen bases. Man, maybe he wants to play the Cardinals every game for the rest of the season. Who knows? And Francona they got Hunter Green back. He had a great start there the other week. But guys like Matt McClain not doing the job down in the bottom of that lineup. Just guys not really settling in and doing their job overall. So putting them in a tough bind. Just can't get any traction going.
Milwaukee, I got to tip my cap. That Logan Henderson kid with his two pitches. Obviously, they demoted him, but what a start that he's had to the season so far. 3-0 with a 1.71 ERA through his first four starts. Literally just throwing a fastball changeup. That's it. Two-pitch pitcher. Yep. And he's making it work. Good for him, man.
I love him.
O'Neill Cruz, that's another one that I got to give a shout out to. O'Neill Cruz, for those that didn't see, he hit a ball over the, what do they call it, the Allegheny there in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it actually went over. Maybe it skipped over the Allegheny. 122.9 mile an hour home run. Fastest ball hit in StatCast era history. So tip my cap to you, man. That guy, he's just a big SOB. When he gets his arms extended, he can mash.
Thank God it went out of the park and not stayed at somebody.
Oh, exactly.
Well, thank God he would have killed them. Yeah. Unbelievable. 122.5. I couldn't believe it. Unbelievable off the bat. You can't describe it.
Jumping over to the National League West, you get Los Angeles Dodgers 33-21, San Diego Padres 30-22, San Francisco Giants 31-23, Arizona Diamondbacks back up to 500 at 27-27, and the Colorado Rockies, I clapped my hand, I gave the wrong prediction when I chose the Miami Marlins to have the worst record in MLB history. Colorado on pace for the worst record of all time.
Yeah, and there's no daylight at the end of that tunnel for sure. So obviously the Padres had a horrible week, couldn't get anything going at 3-7. Dodgers not looking good. Mookie Betts down to a 258 average. Can't seem to get it going just right now. Time will tell. Shohei, obviously, good weekend. Obviously, good talk. Starting to throw against live hitters now and stuff like that. And then goes out and hits the second pitch out of Senga for the bomb against the Mets. Goes into Cleveland the next night. First pitch, boom, another bomb. Leading the league in home runs at 19. So, Diamondbacks 4-6 over the last 10. They got to get Zach Gallen going for sure there. And then the Giants 6-4.
Gallen, Gallen didn't look bad against the Cardinals there over the weekend. Just ran out of gas a little bit in the, what was it, the sixth inning or seventh inning? I can't remember which inning it was. but ends up losing a quality start over that one. He had one run through six, and then, yeah, the seventh inning, he lets up the three spot on a triple by Nolan Arenado, I think it was. But, yeah, he did look a bit better, but you are right, though. That pitching staff has been very underwhelming so far this season. Yeah, I mean, San Francisco needs to get Willy Adames going if they can. And I said San Diego was going to be the best team in the National League. Surprisingly, if San Francisco can get Willy Adames rolling, that team has a legitimate shot at being the best team in the National League.
Yeah, they seem to have good contact throughout that lineup. You know, even Chapman, he's getting his bombs back in that. He's got people around him and stuff like that to help out with that, take a bit of that pressure off, and they're doing their job. And it's got to be a good feeling for Bob Melvin to be able to do that. Logan Webb's having a great season for them. They're mixing in, what is it, Hayden Birdsong again now a little bit with the starts. He's doing well, especially with Verlander going down there the other week. You know, it's pretty balanced staff. Obviously, Patrick Bailey behind the dish. You know what you get out of him defensively.
He's fantastic defensively. That guy's exactly. Got a cannon. But Younghoe Lee, too. Like, the year that he's had has been incredible. I didn't know that he had any sort of power based off what his Korean scouting report was. But yeah, no, he's got some power in him.
Yeah, I mean, he's not a big boy at all or whatever, Nat, but understands his swing, understands how to manipulate the ball. Understands when he needs to go ahead and drive it, and he can do it in San Francisco too. That's the amazing thing. Like he's pretty good both sides, home and away, and that's just a good lineup playing good baseball. Reminds me a lot of the Diamondbacks back a couple of years ago when they got everything just going on the same page and running. It's a nice team to watch. They play great baseball, and hey, keep running as long as you can, because the Dodgers, again, they're running with it right now. But hey, it's going to be a battle. So we'll be right back here in a second with the curtain call questions.
Memorial Day savings are heating up at Lowe's. Right now, select paint, primer, and stains, or buy one, get one 50% off via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets for just $20. These deals won't be here long, so start shopping now. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, annuals offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love, and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth?
At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions. So, Nolan, here we go. We were talking about it earlier, some of the players that are having abysmal first 2 months and stuff like that. Here's a couple more guys that people have been writing in about. Obviously, he signed a big contract in the offseason. You happen to have him on your fantasy baseball team. Santander, Blue Jays. The Blue Jays are going to get moving. They need him. And he just cannot get anything going right now. Is it that first year out of Baltimore and a change of scenery that just hasn't settled in yet, or are you seeing something that really, really scares you?
I don't know. I'm looking at his stats and they look pretty good to me. A .189 average, 6 home runs, 18 RBIs, a .594 OPS at a, what was his signing bonus? I think $30 million or whatever the heck it was. That looks pretty good. That looks pretty good to me. I'd be ecstatic if I was a Jays fan. But in all seriousness, like, I don't know what is going on with him, because obviously in Baltimore, he couldn't miss a baseball for, what, the better part of the last 3 years. Like, don't get me wrong, the average was never anything spectacular. Like, he's for his career, he's a .240 hitter. Like, basically on a high end, you're expecting like a .250, .255 average. But 30-plus tacos and close to 100 RBIs is kind of what has become the norm for him. This year, and I mean, it's a hitter-friendly park too for the most part. I think it might just be that first-year change of scenery type of deal. Like, I think he's just putting too much pressure on himself to try and live up to the contract type of deal. Because it certainly doesn't look like mentally he's right now. Right? Like, it looks like something's a little off with him at the plate. And I've been to a couple of Jays games this year, and seeing him live, it's like he's looking not lost, but he's looking like he's put too much pressure on himself. Right? So I think whether it be some of the vets in the clubhouse or some of the one of the coaches has to go over there and just talk to him and say, hey, dude, like, I know we're trying a few different things. Like, they're trying him out in the outfield right now. Basically, obviously, he's healthy enough to play in the outfield, which is a good thing. But basically, it's like, hey, we got to break up this funk with you as the DH right now and try and get you more active with the team and everything like that, right? Like, it's... Right now, it's got to be a helpless feeling for him because, yeah, he's just looking lost up at the plate.
I think they got a perfect guy in-house or whatever, Dalton Barshaw. Remember when he came over from the Diamondbacks? Same thing, right? Had high expectations or whatever, and he just struggled and stuff like that. I think it's a great guy to saddle up beside him now that Barshaw's back in the lineup regularly and just, you know, hey, just breathe, big guy. I mean, he knows it. He's a veteran. He's been there or whatever and that. So I expect it to get corrected. No question about it, but exactly right. His first 2 months, it definitely looks like he's pressing and trying to force it and just not enjoying himself yet. And that's it. Just take a big breath, step back, and get her done. So another guy along those lines from his old team, Orioles fans, dirtbags out there sent it in. They're sure wanting to see something out of young Gunnar Henderson again. They're starting to get worried, and that happens, right? When your team's losing, everybody stands out at you or whatever, especially your big guys, right? But Henderson's definitely one guy that they just got to get going.
Yeah, I mean, he's not having a particularly great year either by any stretch of the imagination. Like, you're looking at it, right? And, I mean, hitting .266, 7 home runs, 15 RBIs, 6 stolen bases, a .785 OPS. Like, the stat line's not horrible, but... he's not getting the timely hits, which is the big thing. The defense right now, it doesn't look the same as kind of what it was a year ago. He's certainly not playing up to that all-star talent that he showed last year. And, I mean, basically, like, and this is going to be a knock on him, obviously, but basically it's been like this for the better part of the last 4 months. Like, you look at his numbers last year post-trade deadline, and obviously he not necessarily fell off of the map, but he certainly didn't have a great second half of the year post-All-Star break, post-trade deadline, whatever you want to call it, and then carry that into this year. And I mean, the numbers are fine. Like, I'm not sitting here saying that 266, 715, 6 stolen bases, and a 785 OPS is a bad stat line by any stretch of the imagination. That's still above the Major League average line. For average, obviously, but yeah, like, just based off of the hot start that he had last year, you're expecting more out of him, and it's the fact that he hasn't been clutch is got to be the biggest thing that's driving Orioles fans insane, because like you said, I mean, the Orioles coming into the year, they had to be middle of the pack, maybe that second spot in the American League East. Coming into the year, like, I still thought that they were going to be good. I didn't think they were going to be Yankees good, but I thought that they were going to be good pushing Boston for that 2-3 spot. And right now, it's everything that could go wrong has gone wrong in Baltimore.
No question. Florida Marlins fans starting to wonder on Peter Bendix. Do you think he's working the telephone lines already with Alcantara?
I'd hope so. If I was him, I would hope so. If I was Marlins fans, which there's only about 10 of them out there, I would hope so too, because it's tough, because you want to see your guys obviously stay with the Marlins, right? And we've grown just so accustomed to Marlins players getting to that walk year, and basically they're getting traded, right? So Alcantara, I mean, not really having a great year, but not having a horrible year, like, you're still going to get trade value for him based off of what he was a couple years ago, right? So, I mean, I'm looking at it right now, and basically he's kind of ho-hum, like 2-7, 804 ERA, 47 innings pitched, 1.57 whip, and 40 Ks. Like, you're not going to get much for him, but the velo's still there, right? So I don't know if he's trying to work his way back completely from the Tommy John that he had there last year, but you're hoping, like, over the next month, he at least shows something that is going to drive up the trade value. Like I said, there's still going to be teams that are in a playoff position that are going to be willing to go out there and trade for him and get him. And if you're Miami, last year you made off like bandits. You got Kyle Stowers, who right now is probably their best player, for Trevor Rogers, right? Like they made off like bandits in that Baltimore trade. So I'm looking at it. Alcantara, if he gets back to even around a 6 ERA in the next month, that's a huge jump, right? That's 2 earned runs less than what he's at right now. That's basically him spotting up quality start after quality start. That's a huge boost for his trade value.
Yeah, no question about it. This one came back in again, right? Bombarded with them out of the Kansas City Royals, because we talked about them last week, Nolan, and then they go out and they turn a 4-6 out of their last 10 or whatever. Mr. Keglianone goes to AAA last week, like we said. We're talking about pumping the brakes. He's not pumping the brakes, that kid. He went out there, 5 home runs in his first week with AAA, and I mean moonshots. This boy can put the power on. I can see why you Kansas City Royals fans are wanting him yesterday instead of waiting until tomorrow on it. But where realistically do you have him set? Do you have him at all this year, or do you think they're just going to really, really stay the course and let him get those minor league at-bats and then give him the opportunity maybe in September?
Screw the plan. Screw the plan, man. Bring that kid up. I want to see him in the majors. If he's doing, like obviously he dominated AA. No two ways about it. He's dominating AAA. The dude had a fantastic spring training. What does he have to prove at this point in time to earn a spot up in the Major League roster? Like, I'm looking at it. Kansas City doesn't have a stacked lineup this year, right? They're fine defensively. Their pitching staff obviously is holding up their end of the bargain. Lost a couple of their pitchers, obviously, a couple weeks ago. But I mean, still, you're looking at it, right? What else does he have to do down at the minor league level? I call him up, have him up for a cup of tea. If he's Jackson Holliday, if he's one of those guys basically that comes up that's highly touted and doesn't pan out right away, okay, whatever. No harm, no foul. We send him back down. Let him get a little more seasoning in AAA. Let him kind of feel what the major leagues is like. If he fails, all right, well, we tell him what he needs to work on in AAA and then go back up to the majors after you made those adjustments. right now, it certainly doesn't look like he's going to fail.
No. No, I mean, and that was the big thing on moving him up, right? It was they wanted to see him fail and see how he transitioned to that. So you're right. I mean, you're seeing it with the Red Sox. Obviously, Bregman goes down. They got to bring Meyer back up for him and that. But I look at him to probably get close to 100 at-bats before Bregman comes back or whatever. And so it's a really good threshold to be able to say, hey, you know what? This guy's here or he's inches away or whatever. And like you said, give him a real good vision to work on something if he does have to go back down to Worcester with the Red Sox. So, you know what? But exciting. I can see where you're excited, Royals fans, and there's no reason not to be. So just like Nolan said, I mean, hey, what the heck? Drive on. Move them and see what happens with it. We've seen guys do it. We've seen guys do it. Jacob Wilson, just to mention one, but, you know, not everybody does that. We get that, and we understand it, but sometimes you throw caution to the wind and you drive on because that's a tough division. You got to keep playing above 500 ball if you want to win in that division. So jumping over to the Dodgers sending in lots of questions on, obviously, Mr. Ohtani starts doing live out there in, against the Mets when they were in Citi Field this weekend. I think today they were going to try one. They thought maybe they'd push back to Thursday or whatever and that. But again, just 22 pitches, but up and live. What do you think are they going to get over anxious with him, or do you think they're really going to stick to that plan? And if it's not until after the All-Star break, it's not until after the All-Star break.
Yeah, I don't see why. I don't see why they need to rush him back. Like his is what, his second or third Tommy John? Second Tommy John.
Second.
Yeah. So with that, I'm not rushing him back. I'm letting him ease back into it, work him back up to the point where, okay, if we're gonna start him, we start him, but we're not gonna bring him up before the All-Star break. There's no point to me bringing him up before the All-Star break. Now, the only thing that's going to suck is what do you do for a rehab game? You send him down to the minors on an off day? That's the only thing that I'm confused about.
That's it. I can't see them doing that at all. And I think that's why they'll wait on him for sure. Like you said, give him lots of repetition against the big guys and they're not moving him. Like you said, I mean, he just goes ahead and does his first live hitting one, and he walks out two pitches later, hits a leadoff home run. Goes into the next game, hits a leadoff home run. I mean, you're not taking him out of that lineup. There's no question about that. I cannot see any minor league stint with him at all. So, like you said, I think it's just be patient. Don't get overexcited. He was sitting around 95, I think they said, roughly. He threw one at 97, I think they had. So, I mean, he's got nice numbers, but he usually sits around 96. I mean, a mile, we're counting peanuts, basically. But, hey, are all the pitches working? What's his recovery like? That's what it's all about, man. There's just so much that goes into pitching dirtbags that you just got to be so delicate with it. And like Nolan said, don't forget that it's his second Tommy John. I do like the fact that was way back in 2023 and they've given him a lot of time. Obviously the left shoulder in the World Series last year happened to get that surgery in the off season. That sets him back a little bit as well and stuff like that. Not ideal, but you got to be patient with him. There's no question about it.
Yeah. I mean, he's too valuable of a hitter right now anyways. So to me, what real difference does it make if he's pitching or if he's just hitting, like, you know what I'm saying? And to me, I still think personally that they should run him out of the pen, but that's a story for a different day.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they might, you never know who to tell. There's no question about it. So thanks for sending in your curtain call questions, Dirtbags. Greatly appreciate it. We're going to be right back here in a second with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, so my final thought for this week, probably to me the most underrated hitter in baseball so far this season, Ivan Herrera, not a lot of national recognition, hitting 370 with 5 home runs, 25 RBIs, a stolen base, and 1,100 OPS. He's 1-for-1 today, so that brought his average up to 378 through 74 at-bats. Obviously, he had a 3-home-run game, which kind of elevated the home runs. But the guy, with guys in scoring position this year in, what did they say, 25 at-bats, I think now, has 14 hits. Over 500 with runners in scoring position. That, to me, is a sign of just a guy with a good plan. Like, he's hitting sack flies. He's hit a couple of home runs with guys in scoring position, but for the most part, I think the other three were solos. But I'm just looking at that, and that is just having a plan up at the plate. I got to put the ball in play in order to score the runs for my team, and obviously, I mean, he's having success with it. If you're hitting above 500 with guys in scoring position, not an easy thing to do up at the majors, not an easy thing to do at any level. So I tip my cap, man. That's a heck of a start to the season for Ivan Herrera.
Yeah, absolutely, right? You got to be excited, getting those surprises on any team. But I know for you, for sure, with your Cardinals, that's a big, and you've talked about them a lot this year or whatever, and how impressed you are. And like you said, how professional he looks with every at-bat. And I mean, 378 average, that's proof in the pudding. I mean, especially out of a catcher, right? So yeah, that's exciting. And we've seen so many exciting young things out of that team so far. So you know what? The rest of you Cardinal fans out there that are just like Nolan, hey, keep enjoying the ride, because I'll be the first one to say I'm surprised where they're standing. But I'm liking what they're playing. I like what they're seeing on offense plus defense. Pretty good balance all the way through there. So it's exciting to see. Top to bottom. So Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation. You know we do it for you. We cannot do it without you. If you have questions, personal questions, it doesn't matter. Send them into us on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We've got our guarantee that we will respond in person. If it is a personal question, whether you're a player, a parent, a coach, just a fan, we will help you understand whatever your issue is and put you on the right track. There's no question because you got that guarantee, like I said. So, but unfortunately, it is that time, Dirtbag. So get out there this week. Get up, get after it. And get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.